The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries, with the prayer that you may realize our American system, in its original form, was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to restore that system. During the Christmas season, much is said and sung about Jesus coming to earth. Many love the warm, gentle thoughts of a little baby being born and having his birth announced by angels. But how many actually ever ask the question, why did Jesus come? We can only answer that from the Bible, because even though there is historical evidence that Jesus did live in Palestine in the first century, the only revelation to be found concerning why he came is to be found in the Bible. Jesus himself declared his reason for coming in Luke 19:10. There he stated, "The Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost." But what does lost mean? To understand that, we must first understand why God made man in the first place. God said concerning the creation of man, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over all the earth." It was God's intent that we should look, live, and rule in this world just as he does in heaven and in earth. To do this, God himself would have to come to live inside us and through us, look like himself, live like himself, and rule like himself. So God gave us a choice as to whether we would let him come to live in and through us in this world. We chose to refuse his life entrance into us and chose instead to try to live independently of God. Not that we can totally do that, since we are dependent on him for the rain and the sunshine from which we gain our very physical sustenance. However, we tried it our own way. The Bible in Romans 5:12 records our decision in our first father, Adam. It says, "Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned." The word sin means to miss the mark, so as to not become what we were created to be. Thus, we were lost to God's purposes. This is why Jesus had to become a man. For 33 years, Jesus demonstrated how a human being could be filled with God's Spirit and thus live as God had intended all men to live. That is, his Spirit flowing through us, looking like God, living like God, and ruling like God in this world. Jesus then went to the cross and there died as the sacrifice for our sin so that God could legally forgive us for rebelling against him in the Garden of Eden in our first father, Adam. Then Jesus went into death and chose on the third day to come out of death, being raised from the dead by God's Holy Spirit. Thus, he broke Satan's dominion over us and then came to live in believers' human bodies, demonstrating through the early believers that God, the Holy Spirit, could live his life through other humans. This resurrection life of Christ in the early Christians revealed what God intended us to be all along. The power and wisdom in which they live was not theirs, but belonged to the Christ living in them by his Holy Spirit. The Apostle Paul identified this when he wrote, "I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me." This is why American founding father John Quincy Adams stated, "The Bible carries with it the history of the creation, the fall and redemption of man, and discloses to him in the infant born at Bethlehem, the legislator and savior of the world." Remember, Jesus died to get us into God. He rose again to get God into us. Think about it, because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.